Then he picked up the things on the bench and made them into a neat package. Zip was standing there, restraining the tremble that threatened to engulf him. The aura of death had gripped him all too nearly. Stark terror flared in his eyes as he looked at Turl. He was not seeing Turl. He was seeing the most diabolical devil ever drawn in the mythology of the Cyclos.
All right,
said Turl quietly. Zit sank slowly down on a bench. Turl waited a bit, but Zit didn't move.
Now to business. I want certain things assigned to my department. A Mark III ground car executive. 2 battle planes, unlimited range. 3 personnel freighters, and fuel and ammunition without inventory. And a few other things. In fact, I just happen to have the requisitions right here for you to sign. Oh yes, there are some blank ones too. All right.
Zit did not resist the pen as it was pushed between his claws. The thick sheaf of requisitions was slipped onto his knee. Lifelessly, he began to sign each one. That night, a very cheerful Turl, who said he felt lucky even though a bit drunk, won all 650 credits back from the smaller Chamco brother in a very narrowly contested game of rings. Turl even bought Kerbango for the whole crowd out of his winnings as a goodnight gesture. They cheered him when he happily rumbled off to a well-earned sleep. He dreamed beautiful dreams, wherein leverage, leverage, leverage made him wealthy, crowned him king, and got him far, far, far away from this accursed planet.